Hello and welcome. You are listening to the Sisterhood of Mommy Imperfect. Thank you so much for joining me, Mommy Imperfect. My name's actually Rena. Well, actually it's not, but that's a long story. So, how are you guys? I hope that you are all well and staying safe, staying healthy. This is actually a really overwhelming time. And as I've said before in previous episodes, I try not to think too much about it because I feel like when I think too much about it, I do sometimes get anxious. I went through a phase of being very anxious about it, very sad about everything. But I've now come out of that and I have gone into survival mode. Seriously, I'm just like Bear Grylls right now. I think that this is it's an interesting time in a way that I think people's true characters have come out now. And I see a lot of people, you know, either they're very self-centered, it's all about me, or I really had this plan, I had that plan, I can't do it now. And it's like, hello, people are dying. Or, you know, they want to help people and they're very calm, they're very positive, and you want those kind of people around you. Like, both my sisters are awesome. And, you know, they've been amazing throughout the whole of this. But one of my sisters who works for the NHS, she has literally been pulling me through in my times of worry and feeling anxious. She's also a mum and she's a diabetic as well. So she's in the high risk category. But, you know, she's just been so positive and very pragmatic about all of this. So that's really helped me. At the moment, I only plan 3 days ahead, really, the week ahead maximum, if I'm planning for homeschooling and stuff. But I just force myself to live in the moment more and to do what I can do. You know, I can't control everything. I can't help everybody, even though I see a lot of people setting up some really like beautiful things now, like charities to help homeless and old people. Like, these are people that I know. And I feel like I would love to help out with things like that. But at the moment, I just can't. You know, I have 3 children, as you know, and it's a really busy time for me to have them all at home. So I feel like, you know, my thing that I can do to help people is possibly this podcast. And I hope that it does make a positive, have a positive effect on you and your day. Might make you smile and just think differently about things. So as well as that, then it's my own kids really that I have control over, not control, but you know what I mean, but just kind of making sure that they are okay, that they are still getting the education that they need, that they're okay emotionally and mentally, that they're just growing up to still be well-rounded individuals, because you know what, they are the future. Children are the future. You know, they could be the next NHS workers, I don't know, but this is what I feel like I need to concentrate on. And parents, you must be feeling the same right now. So, just to have a little update about homeschooling. The homeschooling is going good. It's the kids are, some days their enthusiasm is a bit more for it, and some days they're a bit like, oh, I'm so sick of this, you know, which is totally understandable because I feel like kids are going through a lot right now. And I did see this post on Facebook just a few minutes ago about how, you know, people are clapping for the NHS, but everybody should applaud the children as well, because these are little heroes that have stayed indoors more than they've ever known in their lives. Their whole worlds have been turned upside down and there's all these rules which they have never known. And it's a life that they couldn't have imagined. And you're really... it's a worrying time for them as well. Like, adults are constantly talking about others becoming unwell, people dying, there's news reports about death after death, and their minds are really racing because they take everything in, you know. And the parents are like, you know, you can do something nice, paint rainbows, put them in windows for hope. And so there's a lot on their minds, and we really should just support them in any way that we can. In every way that we can, we can just have to do what we can for them, really. So back to the homeschooling. Okay, so things that went well this week, they did the usual maths and science and English and stuff. And, you know, we're a bit more lenient about those things at home, me and my husband. But we have our own style of education as well. And today, well, not today, but this week, that included teaching them about the partition. So my 11-year-old and my 9-year-old they watched a few videos about partition. It was actually on BBC Newsround website. So there's a film about two girls who kind of traced their granddad's roots, and they talked about partition. They read up about it, and then you know, we told them to write a letter as somebody who has left all their friends in India, in Punjab, and they've gone and they've left their house as well, and then they've gone with their family to Pakistan, a newly formed country which they know nothing about. And so we said to them, you write a letter to your friend who remains in India. How do you feel about everything? What did you experience? And they really, really did really well at that, and they really liked it. And I felt like, you know what, this is a chance for them to actually learn history that is very important for, you know, my family. It's you know, I'm Indian, and it's very important part of Indian history, and they're not going to be taught that at school. Probably the teachers might touch upon it, but I just felt like, you know what, this is also history, it's education, it's English, they're doing writing, creative writing, so it's a chance for us to do that as well. And then also they learned about Rosa Parks. Now Rosa Parks, I think they didn't know about Rosa Parks before, but they just got to read up a little bit about that, a bit more about it in detail. And then my husband actually said to them, you're gonna pretend that you're in court, and you know, you're giving a some kind of a speech as to why this whole situation was wrong, like yeah. So they really enjoyed that as well, and I feel happy that we can actually teach them these things. And also we have I think they think that we're a bit crazy anyway, because in the morning, as like before they do the Joe Wicks workout, we'll like show them random videos to kind of get them into the mindset of discipline and exercise and stuff. So they were watching videos of boxers skipping, Muhammad Ali, Floyd Mayweather, Sugar Ray Leonard, and since then they have not stopped skipping in the garden. They love it. And also me and my husband are doing it as well. So we're all doing these skipping challenges. So it's going all right. It is going all right. Things that I would like to do this week, which you might also want to do as well, is do to cook a dish around the world. Now, my sister suggested this because she's going to do it with her kids. And it's just basically every week you cook a dish from a different country around the world. So it's a chance to learn a little bit about that country, about their cuisine, and then try something different. Obviously, don't go crazy looking for ingredients, because hello, popping to the shops is not the same as it used to be, right? You're gonna be there for ages. It's not a very pleasant experience. So I think that that's a nice one to do. And the kids are quite keen on that as well. So also I saw this post on Facebook. There's a COVID crafts group, which I don't really like the sound of that group, but the people put quite nice suggestions of things to do at home during this time, right? So somebody put a post on there where they had like lollipop sticks, different color wooden lollipop sticks, and on each lollipop stick was written a different task, and then you kind of jumble them up and get the kids to pick one out when you have a bit of free time in the day. And so they're things like, you know, read a fact book for 15 minutes, do the dusting, put your clothes away, do star jumps, like loads of different things. And I just think it's quite cute, because you never know what you're going to get. And yes, tours should be included in there. Hell yeah. Another thing that I saw was on the BBC News website, which is BBC offering daily programs to help parents and children with schoolwork at home during the lockdown. So starting on the 20th of April, videos, quizzes, podcasts and articles are going to appear on BBC Bite Size Daily via that BBC iPlayer, Red Button, BBC 4 and BBC Sounds. And there's going to be children's lessons which will feature presenters like Oti Mabise, Katie Thistleton and Karim Zerowal. I don't even know how you pronounce his name, but he was on Strictly and he's great. And I think that that sounds amazing. So it's going to be 14 weeks of core subject learning to offer some rhythm and routine, apparently, for pupils, whatever your child's age. So that's definitely something that we parents can use. So another thing that I want to talk to you about is about feeling good and looking good. In this time, you know, we did our houses, we go for walks, yes, and do video calls and stuff, but how much are we actually paying attention to our grooming, you know? Are your eyebrows out of control? Are your roots showing? Are you looking after your skin, or have you just lost the plot? Do you hang around in your PJs the whole day? For me, I actually dyed my roots the other day because I just, every time I looked at myself in the mirror, I didn't like seeing the grey roots. I've tried to go grey gracefully once before. It didn't work. I decided I didn't like it. So I do dye my hair. And I had the hair dye and I thought, you know what? I'm not going anywhere. Who cares? But for me, I want to dye my roots. So I did. I bleached my goatee as well. I don't have that much of a hairy face, but you know what? Doing those things made me feel better. Honestly, I felt better for doing it. I just felt fresher. And even though I'm at home all the time, you know, yeah, it was just for me, really. Also, another thing that I've seen on social media is the Don't Rush Challenge. And it's amazing. I don't know if you've seen this, but look it up on social media. It's where women are doing like a before and after of themselves to that Don't Rush track. And they kind of get a makeup brush and flick it to another person who also does the same. So it's women just looking very like normal in their dressing gowns and stuff, no makeup. And then the makeup skills are out of this world. I mean, I don't know, it's alchemy. I don't know how they do this, but the makeup is like amazing. I mean, they look nice before as well, but this is just like, wow. I swear to God, I look like all the before shots when I've done my makeup. So I should use this time to brush up on my makeup skills, because obviously I don't know what the hell I'm doing. I'm not doing anything right when it comes to makeup, obviously. So maybe I should really do that, to be honest. Although I got a feeling that I might then use that excuse to do a lot of unnecessary internet shopping of makeup palettes and stuff. So let's see how that goes. I don't really need any encouragement to do any more internet shopping, to be honest with you. So listen, somebody who I spoke to just a little while ago was Savi, and she is a makeup artist, a beauty writer, a YouTuber, and an influencer, and a mother. And she's been through a lot in her life. She's had several miscarriages, and also her second son passed away. And I caught up with her earlier via Skype, but unfortunately the beginning of our conversation didn't get recorded properly, and we were actually talking about her son passing away and how the situation now with coronavirus is bringing back all those feelings of anxiety and helplessness. I'm really sorry, but the quality of the audio is not great, but the content is good. So listen to what Savi had to say about feeling good and looking good and how she is coping with lockdown life.
Just talking about, you know, how it's brought back a lot of memories for you because of your son passing away, mm-hmm. and you have a bug, and it's very difficult.
Yeah, it's been hard, but I'm just trying to sort of focus on the present, you know,
yeah.
Like spending time at home. I'm really like occupying my time, like sorting things out at home, spending time with the kids.
Yeah.
I'm just grateful that we can have lunch and dinners together. Like how often do you get time to do that? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know, because in some ways, like, I hate this whole corona thing, but in some ways I'm actually enjoying things, like, you know,
I'm enjoying it a lot. Like I am like sharing stories and I'm sharing posts, but I am not creating content or anything like that. I literally have just stopped because, one, because I'm a bit busier just being a mom at home.
Yeah.
And two, I'm just like, I can't be bothered with it. I just can't be bothered with it. This just doesn't seem important right now.
Yeah.
What am I going to do? Like, show people how to do their makeup while they're sitting at home. You know, are they really going to do their makeup? I don't think so.
I know, but then this is one of the things I wanted to talk to you about, because, like, yeah. Each podcast episode, I'm focusing on a different aspect of lockdown life. You know, while this is all going on, I just think it's such at the forefront of other people's minds that I can't really talk about parenting without talking about this, because it's such a, you know what I mean, it's such a different way for us to parent, you know.
So I'm going to get into the right mode now and not sort of like say that I wasn't doing anything and all that kind of stuff.
Not that you're not doing anything, but it's like, obviously you know, you are a mom, you're a mom of two, and you are a busy mom, and you also a makeup artist, you know, and an influencer. Yeah. Talk about internal beauty and external beauty as well. But so it's like this week, the area of lockdown life that I'm concentrating on is personal grooming. Now, what do we do? Like, are people just kind of like, do you know what? Forget it. Forget the hair dye. Forget the fake nails. Let's just let everything be natural. Give ourselves a break. Give our face a break from makeup. Do you think that's what people are doing or not?
I think a lot of people are doing that. I think, you know, I haven't really posted any pictures of me doing my makeup because I haven't been putting on any makeup at home. I've just been taking care of my skin like I would normally, right? So there's no difference about that. I guess, you know, I am doing some different things. Like, I'd normally go to my girls at the eyebrow shop and get my eyebrows threaded by them. I'd normally kind of go and get my hair coloured when it needs it. I'd probably go and see my friend who does laser treatments and get, you know, because I do laser treatments on my legs and on my arms. So I'd probably go and do all that sort of stuff if I wasn't in a lockdown. Mm. And now it's like, okay, I'm not in a lockdown. So I'm kind of like, with the laser, I'm sort of like, well, it doesn't matter because I'm not going anywhere. I'm not going on holiday. So I don't need to get laser done. And, you know, if I need to sort of like trim my hair on my legs, I'll just take out the lady shaver, you know, and just kind of do that at home. So that's all good. I don't think I've picked up an eyebrow thread in God knows how long, like totally God knows how long. And I've only ever done it if I'm really desperate or I can't get an appointment or the shop is shut for whatever reason or. But usually, most of the time, they always do my eyebrows to me. So, in fact, I did it, and I was sitting there, and I was thinking, well, what content shall I create for my followers to help them or to support them and, you know, get them through this time? And then I was like, well, I'm not putting on makeup, so I don't think they are. So why would they want to see me putting on makeup right now and teaching them how to put makeup on themselves? So part of me was like, oh, no, let's not do that. And then part of me was like, oh, no, but maybe they just might be interested in watching and just using this time to sort of upskill themselves. And, you know, just like everyone, I'm so busy with the kids being at home, like homeschooling them. Kai, my little one, he's literally like, we have to walk him every day and get him out. Otherwise, he goes nuts at home. He literally goes nuts at home. So, you know, it's kind of like just before we have dinner, we all go out for a walk together, literally round the block, and we come back again. So, you know, I'm just busy trying to keep him occupied with little activities around the house. And he's been doing so many cool little things, like helping me. I took out, like, all these dolls the other day. Four doll, right? All different colours. And we put them into small little bowls. And then I said, come on, put your apron on. You're going to help me with home economics today. We're going to do a home economics class. And he has no idea what home economics is, right? But it sounded so amazing. And even I was surprised about how much I picked it up. He got all excited about this home economics class that he was about to have. And he knew it was something to do with food. And then we literally just sat there and everyone got involved. Like, my older son got involved, my mother-in-law got involved, and we were talking about red dal and kidney beans and what colour they are and how they feel. And then he was comparing it to, okay, mummy, so the this one, and he was pointing to the kidney beans. So he was like, oh, that's a red colour. I said, no, it's like an aubergine colour. It's like a dark purple colour. And he was like, oh, mommy, that's like Thanos, you know, in Marvel. Mm-hmm. And then when he saw the Mung Dal, he was like, oh, that's green, mommy, that's like Hulk. And then when he saw the red kind of like lentils, because it looked a bit orange, we had this massive debate about whether it was Iron Man or not, you know. So he was like,
I love it.
All these dolls to all the superheroes that he knows on TV. And he just actually just made it amusing content and great fun to sort of like do with him.
It's educating as well through play, isn't it?
Yeah, it's educating through play. So when I'm not doing that, I have been kind of like doing my own little pamper treatments at home. Probably things that I don't get enough time to do enough of. So, you know, I've got like this lovely little foot spa massage thing. So I've
kind
of been doing that, and I've got a load of creams and hand scrubs. Because I don't know about you guys, but my hands have been really, really dry, and where the knuckles are, they're cutting. So I've been giving myself a bit of love on my hands as well. And then the other day I was like, oh gosh, I need to do my eyebrows. I was like, I can't go anywhere. I'm going to have to do it at home. So I took this thread out and I started doing them. And I thought to myself, well, maybe other people need to know how to do this as well. So I went live and I did this video. Actually, I was surprised at the amount of views it got on it, because I wasn't really expecting anything like that. But yeah, on Facebook, it got over 1,000 views on it. And I was a bit shocked about that. You know, it's just me and a little thread and some little gadgets to sort of kind of do my eyebrows. But I guess, you know, that's where people need your help.
Because they need it. I'm telling you, people need help with their eyebrows now, because that is one of the things, like plucking. I think in the 90s everyone used to do plucking and it all went a bit wrong, but I think people have since figured out threading is a good way to go, even microblading and you can't do my. Did you thread your own eyebrows then?
I did. So I did them here.
Yeah, the top.
I just put my glasses up. I did them at the top of my brow. I did them at the middle. And I did them on the front bit of my brow, but I can't do it here. You know, where my high brow
area is,
you know, where your brow bone area is. And the reason is because your skin there is so soft.
Okay, so you can't do it.
So unless my husband held it up for me and I did that, which the chances of him doing that were very slim. Mm-hmm. So instead I had to kind of use a plucker there. And I haven't plucked my brows in God knows how long. I just don't do it. I just don't do I'd rather wait a day or two longer and then go and see my eyebrow lady and then pluck them. But, you know, in lockdown, everything has to, you have to compromise a few things.
You have to compromise, you have to improvise. And you know what? Exactly. They're looking nice. They're looking nice.
Thank you. Can you see them?
I can see them. They're looking nice.
So yeah, I did a little tutorial on that and recorded it on Facebook and on Instagram and shared it out there as well. So yeah, I might do another one again in a few weeks' time when I'm back onto it again and do it for IGTV.
Where can people find that tutorial if they want to watch it?
So it's on my Facebook page, and it's under Savi, and that's Savi spelled with a K-S-A-V-I.
Okay.
So if they look underneath there's a live video that I've done, and it shows all the products that I use for it. So I talk through the eyebrow thread, I talk through the little eyebrow brush, comb, the little scissors that I've used for it, the plucker I've used for it, the gel that I've used to cool down my brows as well. And actually, I've shown them how to sort of start off doing the hand maneuver. Thread away, and my recommendation was, you know, either try it on your leg first and just get practice with your hands, and then once you're comfortable with that, you know, you could kind of go to another place then and try it out. It's the same technique for doing your upper lip or any other place that you want to remove your hair. So you know, it's not just for the eyebrows, you can do it for your upper lip. So actually, for anyone who wants to kind of maintain their grooming, they really don't need to go out there, and actually they might learn a new skill off the back of this. So yeah, it's kind of cool.
That is really cool, and I feel like people are actually crying out for this, because, you know, we're so dependent on, you know, I've got my nail lady, I've got my eyebrow lady, I've got my waxing lady and stuff, and now, you know, people are still working, so they're still having like video calls and stuff. Do you know what I mean?
They look good on camera.
Yeah,
they still want to look good on camera. So, yeah, next week's video is probably going to be on hands, hand care, and how to maintain and look after your hands and your skin there. So I've got some products that I've been using and testing over the last couple of weeks to see how they are on my hands. And because I like them, I'm going to sort of share them on that video. So that'll be a good one to do. And then I think I'm going to do a makeup for home video. Mm-hmm. Because I think that's a really another important one to do. Because if you're just sat at home, but you're on a conference call and you still want to look your best, that would be good. That would be a good one to do as well. And then I'm literally just like letting my followers tell me what they want.
Yeah.
Because it's just such a weird time, isn't it? It's just as unsurreal, crazy. Like what we're going through right now, you would never, ever expect in your wildest dreams ever to happen. And even though, my son passed away from a bacterial bug, it was an isolated issue. You know, it was like just one person that it happened to that I know.
Yeah.
Whereas this is like on another level worldwide, and you know, so many people being sick from it and from dying from it, and it's just really sad, really, really sad.
It's quite overwhelming, isn't it? I just feel it's quite
really overwhelming. I don't know about you, but every time I do this clap for key workers,
yeah,
I'm all right when I'm doing the clapping, and as soon as I've done the clapping, I have this major cry after it, and it feels like I've just released a whole load of emotions out.
So it
happened last week, and it's happened again today as well. So it's just it's an anxious time, but I think people are just trying to remain calm and collected and just make the best of a really unfortunate situation, really.
Yeah, absolutely. And how do you think you're doing with looking after yourself and making time for yourself mentally now that you're at home 24/7 with it?
Well, see, it's really important. Inner beauty and outer beauty, which is what I talk about quite a lot, yeah, is really, really important for everyone. It doesn't matter if you're just someone that's lost someone, or you know, you're a woman, you know, it. Inner beauty and outer beauty is for absolutely everybody. And I think, you know, part of that is to look after the inside of your body as well as the outside of your appearance and your body. So, you know, just little things like obviously the skincare and the hand care and all that kind of stuff is to help my skin look great and my hands feel great and look great and stuff. But on the inside, you know, we're doing like the 9 o'clock key lessons with the kids and stuff. Not quite happening at 9 o'clock. We do go on replay sometimes because we have to kind of see it later in the day. Meditation is a huge part of our life anyway. So, you know, it's kind of something that I do first thing in the morning, last thing at night. I've been doing that ever since I went to trying to heal myself from the trauma of losing our son. So there's no different in what's happening now to back then, but it's lovely to see, you know, different people that are doing live meditation sessions and joining into that, just to kind of take away from sort of doing the same thing that I do every day. I'm pampering myself with facials and, you know, foot spa massages and stuff like that. Like yesterday, the kids had gone to bed, and my husband and I came downstairs, and I was just in my makeup room, and I was like, oh, do you know what, I'm just gonna cleanse and tone my face all right now so that I'm not doing it when I go to bed. And so I started doing it, and he was watching me, and I was like, come on in, why don't you do it with me? So we're both standing at the mirror and he's copying everything that I was doing. So I said, you've got to do another video for me like this so I can put it up on IGTV.
And we were
going to watch a movie, and I was like, oh, do you know what? We've done all this, so let's just put a mask on our face for about 10 minutes. And we'll just sort a few more things out in the room whilst we've got this mask on our face. So we ended up doing that. And then, yeah, half an hour later, we'd finished all of it. And then we sat down to watch a movie. So it was quite nice because I wouldn't have got that time otherwise, like, with him. Like, he'd be doing another thing, I'd be doing another thing, and, you know, either he'd be putting the kids to sleep or I'd be downstairs clearing up the kitchen or, you know, you just never, like, coordinated, like, doing things at the same time. Whereas now I feel like we're all having breakfast together, we're having lunch together, we're having dinner together. If we're chilling or, you know, the kids are playing or we're doing something that we need to kind of organise and do, you know, we've all got our own sort of little moments. And as much as I think everybody's getting on top of each other a little bit at times, because it's only human nature and sometimes you just need a bit of space, don't you? Luckily, we're in the townhouse, so either the kids have one level, we have another level, and then the mum-in-law has another level, so we're kind of like all on separate levels doing our own thing for a bit. So it's like I said, we're just making the most of what we can right now.
Yeah, absolutely. But listen, thank you so much for talking to me, and it's just been lovely, and you know, it's nice to see you again, obviously, because we're doing this through video.
And you as well. And all the best and good luck with all of the podcasts. So
thank you.
Amazing thing that you're doing. So, yeah, really, really up for it. And thank you for having me.
Take care. I'll speak to you soon, yeah?
Yeah, take care now. Bye.
So thanks again to Savi. She is such a warm and open person, and I feel like these days you really need people like that to chat to. Like, it's really good for your soul, you know? And I would say that how you look definitely does affect the way that you feel. Like, I look at my kids and they put on nice clothes every day. Like, not their best clothes, but the decent clothes, like nice clothes, you know? And they want me to do nice hairstyles on them at home. They want to get, you know, ready, properly ready for the day. They do their nails, and that's rubbing off on me too. Like, I rarely paint my nails, and I kind of have always got in the back of my mind, oh, I'm going to get my nails in that salon. Obviously, that's not happening now, but I'm kind of taking a leaf out of their book and thinking, you know what, I have got the time to pamper myself a little bit and do my nails just for fun. Just have fun doing it. So I really like that attitude of pampering ourselves a little bit, and I think maybe at this time, rather than just slapping on makeup and hoping for the best and, you know, papering over the cracks and stuff, I think that maybe now is the time to get a good skincare routine, to do face masks. And you can make face masks at home, because I rarely ever buy them. Like, my mum taught me to make face masks out of bison, which is gram flour and natural yogurt and a tiny little pinch of turmeric. Like, it's really good for the skin if you just leave that on for a while. Like, it's a skin brightener and also exfoliates your skin. And my dad actually taught me how to make a face mask with avocado. So you mash avocado, you add like a little drop of honey and a little bit of lemon juice and put that on your face for a while. And I'm telling you, it's good. It is good. So also what you can be doing is filing down those heels, because you know, when summer comes around and we will be let out to just roam free as we were, you can be sandal ready. Yeah. So, okay, that's me for this episode. Yeah, thanks for tuning in. Please like, share and comment, and join me again next week. Until then, stay safe and healthy and stay beautiful inside and out.